Another visitor in the studio today, Gary O from the Central Wisconsin Model Railroaders. And good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Thanks, TK, for having me. We did this last year, which was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And that's actually this, you've got this, the Model Railroad show and sale coming up at the, it's at the Holiday Inn Convention Center this weekend. And that's what you're in to talk about that. You also brought some neat little cars, railroad cars. Circus train cars. I think these are so cool. And we mentioned that we all, it seems like everybody had a little train set or something when they were a kid.
Well, our generation did.
Yeah, and that was just, that always so much fun. And you mentioned Rick Muzzy, the owner of the company who passed away just recently. You helped restore his?
Well, Rick Muzzy had his train set. His engine didn't work. I had a friend in Appleton that restores engines, so I got it through, and he ended up buying some new stuff because he found some better stuff the same period so he could finish out his train.
Okay.
And I helped Rick buy used switches and stuff, and I never got a chance to see it. He just used to just run around the Christmas tree, and I'm hoping to get in touch with Eva, his wife, and see where he's at on it, because I always wanted to see it, and he was always going to come to my house to see my house, because I built a house to build a model railroad.
That's crazy.
Well, a lot of us do. You kind of go.
Yeah, you do. Now, how long is the, how did this model railroading start?
And it started a long time ago. If you look at it, I mean, it started with wooden trains in the 1860s, then it went to tin plate, where they made things just with tin, and they you can still buy them. They're antiques. And then it just developed. The big kick was in about 1901. Lionel, I can't remember his whole name, but they started having electric motors. He started having electric trains. And then you started seeing them all over.
Yeah.
Especially if you remember as a kid, we used to go to the big stores. I was in Green Bay Prairie. We had a big model train display at Christmas. It was so much fun.
Oh, I remember having that too. There's so many different scales. I remember they had the real big ones.
Yeah,
too,
that was O scale. Then you get G scale, which is garden, which they're about this big.
Oh, man.
And they're about $1,000 right now.
So you're looking like a car is about a foot long or something like that.
Oh,
right?
They're more than a foot long.
Oh, they are.
The cars and stuff, yeah.
Wow. And then now you've got the smaller ones too. That what size do you have? Like
I have HO, which is half of O scale, which is basically the Lionel scale. Then they have N scale, which is smaller. But then they make a Z scale and then they make a TT scale. And some of these things, people bring layouts inside a briefcase. That's how small they are.
That's how small they can be. And they actually run?
And they actually run.
Oh, man. So what are we going to see at the show coming up?
You're going to see everything. We're going to have 9 different layouts, all different scales, 170 tables of exhibitors. The place is full. We have no more room. We use both sides of the convention center plus the middle. Yeah, it's full.
So if people, would be a great thing to bring the kids or the grandkids to, and you've got them all, most of them are running and everything else
all too. The layouts, that's a big thing when you belong to a club. You keep trains running during the whole show because we're entertaining and people are asking questions. How'd you do this? How'd you do that? And we'll show you.
Yeah. You're not afraid of anything being broke?
Well, I'm careful with my trains who gets to run them.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
But a lot of them, some of them have, but we break stuff, things fall. Everything's just super glue these days. It's not hard.
And that's kind of the part of having a model railroad train is the fixing up part, too.
The fixing up.
That's what you do. Or you change it, you paint it, or something you do with it. Oh, that is so cool. So that's happening this weekend. When do the doors open?
9 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay.
10 to 3 on Sunday. That's right. Yep. 10 to 3 on Sunday.
Yep.
Price is $5 for adults. And then 17 to 12 is $2. Kids and that under. If you come with a big family, a lot of times the front desk, I know the guys, the front counter that says, oh, you just pay this. We don't want to figure out the amount.
Okay, so you're pretty easy
going. It's pretty easy
going. It's like a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit, so any money made over the expense of holding it there goes to local charities every year, because that's how we're set up as a nonprofit.
Okay, well, that's nice.
We are all volunteers.
Yeah, so when do people start getting things ready?
We're going to start Friday afternoon about 2 o'clock.
It's kind of crunch time to get things
set up. Yeah, I got two layouts I helped set up. Plus, I don't belong to the local Stevens Wine Club, but I know all these guys. I help them every year doing the advertising. I've been coming this for years, doing it for them, because I also do our Wapaka show, Strawberry Fest, in June, because I belong to the Wapaka Club.
Okay, so you've got a show that you're at that part,
and too, I belong to another club because I moved here with public service, so I still belong to the club for my other city yet.
Okay, is there anything newer this year that you're aware of, that some new models or anything that people are bringing
in? There's new stuff all the time. I mean, the cars are coming so detailed, but I mean, if you're looking for a specific rail, you're going to find it. I mean, a lot of our local stuff will be there. You can buy stuff.
Okay, that was my next question. You can buy things while you're there.
So. Oh, yeah, used or new.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Stevens Point Show has a history of having better prices than the big cities. Mm. You go to Milwaukee or Madison or a national show, I was at Amherst for National Train Show, and we won first place.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, a little old layout from Wisconsin drives the first time over there, And we got invited because we knew somebody there, and we took first place, best of show.
Oh, neat.
So we showed off Wisconsin and Massachusetts and New York.
Oh, that is cool. So, well, this is the 20th annual Model Railroad Show and Sale that's happening this weekend. It's at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, and Gary O is in the studio with us. If there's somebody, let's say they bring their grandkids, and their grandkids get all excited, they wanted to get maybe a beginner set or something, anything like that?
I kind of tell people not to buy the big box ones. You pay the $30 kit from Toys. I don't know if Toys R Us is even around, but they tend to have lower end engines. You're further off to buy a used engine from one of the people selling used equipment.
While they're there, yeah.
While they're there, because it's going to have nickel silver wheels. They don't corrode. They run quiet. They're not going to get sticky. Because the cheap ones are only made to run a little bit, because the kids will get frustrated right away. Buy a decent power pack. I mean, and a lot of the stuff you can pick, I'd help Rick Muzzy pick up stuff for his layout. Use switches, whatever. Why pay full price?
Yeah, and you can get them at the
a lot less.
Wow, that's there you got the insight right here. Oh. That's good stuff. Well, before I let you go, Gary, I appreciate you stopping in. Tell us the information on the big railroad show, model show, and sale coming up.
Sure, again, 28th Arctic Run, and doesn't the title fit the weather?
Perfect. Perfect for this week, yes.
Again, Saturday, 9 to 5. Sunday, 10 to 3, it's at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1001 Amber Street, but it's basically just a little bit east of the Fleet Farm here in Stevens Point, right off of 10. Very easy to find, great parking, easy to walk into the convention center. You don't have to walk a long way. They got a huge parking lot.
Yeah, and it's all just a fun show
to go to. They have food, they'll have music. Okay. I mean, and there's stuff for the little kids to play. We got some of those little displays with the little wood cars that they can push around.
Oh,
so
neat.
And a lot of times, parents get mad at us, and you say, why are you getting mad at us? Well, their kids are crying because they don't want to leave.
Well, that happens. Well, that should be a fun time. So if anybody's in the area, great way to get out of the cold, too. Stop by, and it's $5 to get in for adults, $2 for children, and ages 12 to 17, I'm assuming, under that. They're
it's free.
So what a great deal.
And I look at this, too. If you want to have a father-son project or a grandfather-grandson or even granddaughter project, the girls like it too, because they like to paint. I mean, you look at the hobby. We call it the world's greatest hobby. Where can you find, you get to do everything. You look at history, you try to model stuff, you get to build stuff, you do woodworking skills, and especially 3D printing. If kids are into 3D printing, that's going to revolutionize our market. You can 3D print anything.
And even model train sets.
Model trains.
Oh, that just blows my mind. Wow.
You got to come.
Going to have to. It sounds like a great great show coming up. It's at the Holiday Inn Convention Center here in Stevens Point this Saturday and Sunday, 20th annual Model Railroad Show and Sale. It's the Arctic Run 2026. Thank you, Gary, for being with us. We appreciate it.